Time to talk University of Maine Black Bear football. Our Black Bear reports brought to you by Creative Print Services on the Dowd Road in Bangor. Full service design, print, marketing, mailing, and billing. Visit creative-ps.com. We welcome in the head coach of the Black Bears, Jordan Stevens. Jordan, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rich. How you doing?
I'm doing great. It's game week. Did you think it was never going to get here?
Yeah, obviously a lot of anticipation to this point and excited to get, underway. And we've been having a good week of prep. We had some New Mexico practices at the end of last week and last night as well here. So, just on our way.
Well, you spend most of the preseason, as teams do, learning about yourself and figuring all of that out. So as you come into game week, what do you feel are the strengths of this Black Bear team?
Yeah, I think that, offensively, I think at the quarterback position and, I thought we improved a ton in our ability to run the ball this preseason camp and, get the ball vertically down the field. I think that's one of our strengths on offense. And defensively, I think, these guys have been playing really well together, buying in and playing for each other, and that's what you see. And I think we've really took a big step scrimmage one to scrimmage two. Just want to continue to see that growth from the team, as we go into week one.
And defensively, I know the emphasis is to get back to that aggressive black hole style, put more pressure on opposing quarterbacks, clog up the run game. How do you feel about the defense heading into week one?
Like I said, they've improved a ton from even just the spring up until as recently as yesterday, just seeing them, much more physical, much more, willing on every level to be physical in the run game, tackling, doing the things necessary to be a defense that can compete on every down, and I think that making things simple, but also allowing our guys to play fast and be multiple in our scheme is a big part of what we want to do, and giving them rules that they can go out and execute. So want to see that come to fruition here in this first game.
We're talking with head coach Jordan Stevens, Maine football opening at New Mexico this Saturday night. What have you seen on film from this New Mexico team?
I mean, really just seeing them, their ability to get on the perimeter on offense. They're really going to challenge us in that way is, getting the ball. They do have a option elements to their offense, and that was really what they fell on last year. And they have a new quarterback transfer from Kansas, so a little bit unknown what they're going to be offensively. I think they're going to be very similar to what they were last year defensively. They have a longtime football coach and head coach, defensive coordinator Rocky Long. They do a great job being aggressive up front. They're going to work different stunts, and they're going to constantly be on the move. They want to be aggressive, get offenses off pace and behind the chains. So, but I think we have a good plan for that where we can really simplify it for the players up front and allow us to run the ball and take some shots down the field.
Yeah, offensively, I know you always look for some sort of balance, but you also will have to take what the defense gives you.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I think that's really part of it, too, is knowing what they're giving us based on different fronts and different coverage structures that will allow us to know what we have open on the opposite side of the ball.
Now, do you make any adjustments to try and get used to a little bit of elevation out there along with a two-hour time difference?
With our flight being Friday, that had been talked about, in terms of flying out a day early, or do we just keep business as usual, flying out the day before? And that's really what we decided to do. With a two-hour difference, we are going to get out there and get acclimated in the afternoon. So we do land around 1 p.m. on Friday so we can do a walkthrough and just kind of settle in. We didn't want to I think that's a fine balance. We will be at 5,100 feet, and I think with that, comes more to the hydration. That piece is going to be the bigger piece, I think, more than the elevation, is just the hydration because of the lack of humidity, and just not having the urge to drink as much water.
you know, through the years, and you know this as both a player in your time as an assistant coach at Maine, the Black Bears have done very well on the road overall, have done very well and have been quite competitive in these FBS games. And I think it goes back to the days when you were a player and Coach Cosgrove was there, and the focus was total immersion in football from the time you hop on that bus to leave the university Friday until game time Saturday night. You've got everybody right there focused on the game.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I do think that, I think everyone's at their best when there's a rhythm up to the moment of kickoff. I think too much time, you know, just hanging around, laying around, you become lethargic. So, but that's also a balance. And I think our plan for our travel out there Saturday during the day, we'll get the guys up, let them sleep in, but we'll also be able to get them up and do a walkthrough and get them moving around a little bit will be important because the game obviously does not kick off till 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. But I do, agree with you in that respect. I mean, it's important to take the right mindset on this trip, and that, we're certainly preaching that to our guys.
Well, Jordan, hope you have a great week of practice. We'll look forward to seeing you on the plane Friday morning, and we're ready to go for game one.
Yeah, looking forward to it, Rich. Looking forward to seeing you.
All right. Thanks a lot, Coach.
Thank you.
That's Jordan Stevens, head coach of the Maine Black Bears, talking Maine football. Our Black Bear reports are brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718 and by Creative Print Services. You can find them online at creative-ps.com.